we are joined in studio this morning by 2SER's very wonderful, very amazing, fantastic archivist, Dr. Liz Giuffre. Liz, good morning.
Hi, Jess. How are you?
Oh, I am so wonderful because you are here and you have bought a beautiful blue piece of paper this morning.
It's a booklet.
It's a blue booklet.
It's lovely. It's called A Radio Training Manual for Older People.
Oh no.
Yes. So it's the 2SER and New South Wales Board of Adult Community Education manual.
Okay.
And I mean, as far as I can tell, also it's a training manual based on a 16-week training course held in 1992 and 93.
Beautiful. At 2SER. Wow.
So it contained 10 weeks of formal training in broadcast skills, 3-hour trainings, and six weeks of supervised broadcast in production and presentation.
There we go. Okay.
Yeah. Now, what's interesting is this. I mean, obviously, it's the older people thing, right? So they've given a bit of a description. They say community broadcasters attempt to cater for some media needs of the otherwise neglected age group.
Aww.
However, the problems of community broadcasts are twofold. Firstly, older people's experience of the media as listeners and viewers tells them that the media is predominantly the domain of young people.
Not untrue.
Except for Alan Jones. due to this perception, it is often difficult for this age group to come forward and use the community radio sector. I mean, that's actually, it makes sense, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
And what I really like about it, even though, you know, we can laugh at the title and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I really, really do like that. This idea that we're sitting there saying, here's a bunch of people who are in the community.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe they may not be as active in the community as they once were, but why does that take out their viability?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Like, they have stories to tell. They have things to say.
They've got time in their hands.
They do indeed.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, volunteers, hello. So this is really interesting. They also go through the training courses usually, traditional training courses usually can't cater for special requirements of old people. This includes the need to explain things slowly with repetition, technology, which might usually sound unfamiliar and that type of thing. So again, while we've got a bit of a generalization.
Yeah.
I guess there's something to be said for it too, isn't there?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I can remember having to explain to my dad what an MP3 was.
Oh, beautiful.
Because he was like, so how do I hold it?
Yeah.
Like, where do I put it?
Yeah. Where does the disc go?
It's kind of, it's a radio wave, but it's not. You know, it's a thing, but not a
thing.
Oh,
wow. Yeah. And when we think about like 92 as well, that's a pretty big time for some big tech jumps.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is really moving in a pace. It's starting to pick up pace. We're starting to move very quickly through technology.
Yeah.
So we don't want our older community members to be left behind.
No, that's right.
This is beautiful.
Yeah. So, and what I love too is that they had like recruitment and stuff. So they went through, they spoke to organisations, these were the organisations, the Combined Pensioners and Superannuarts Association.
Oh.
Superannuarts, don't they sound cool? Oh,
they sound like they're fighting crime in the city.
Don't they? And the Council of the Aging and the Older Women's Network.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
And they're nice organisations.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like these training courses would be very wholesome, very sweet, very fun.
See, we assume that. I think the last one's true, definitely.
Yeah.
But we also got to remember that older people, they've been around the block. Like, they've
very
seen
true.
This stuff more than once or twice. So to assume that's wholesome, I mean,
probably incorrect.
Yes, that's
yeah,
right.
On my behalf, I'll take it back. I'll take it back right now.
You know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So regrettably, all we have from this process and from this kind of initiative is just this manual.
Oh, wow.
I haven't been able to find recordings that they did. I haven't been able to find anything else. So again, dear listener, if you were an older person, if you knew an older person,
if your mum was an older person,
that's right, let us know. We'd love to know what came out of these training sessions. We'd love to know, you know,
If you were an older person in 92 and you are still around, my goodness, you deserve a medal and we will give you one happily.
That's right. But they also haven't specified what an older
person.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm an older person to you, Jess. I'm an older person.
Don't want to enter into that one.
so, you know, it's all relative, isn't
it? No, it is, absolutely.
You know, I have to explain to my students that, you know, once you stop being interested in the Wiggles, you are an older person.
100%.
So, you know, that sounded a bit weird, didn't it? But you know what I'm saying.
I'll take it.
We all grow. So what's so lovely about this, as I say, is it's targeted, it's quite niche.
Yeah.
There's also, so this goes through what they're actually doing. There's a little section here for homework. Yeah.
I love that there was homework.
I know. So they go through the specifics of the studio and the radio context and
gorgeous.
All that kind of stuff. With
wow.
About
it's
homework.
Very comprehensive.
We went through the studio equipment of the cart machine CD player, cassette deck, and others.
And others. Okay.
Not entirely sure what that would have been. I assume vinyl, as the hipsters today call it, or just records, as they were back then, right? Just a record.
Just a record.
That's right.
This is an extremely comprehensive manual.
It's sweet. I think it's really nice.
I love that it survived through everything.
Well, there's several copies of this.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
In our archives. So I'm not sure what that says.
And this is, I must say as well, for a community radio station manual, it's quite neatly put together.
Yeah.
It's quite beautifully presented. We've got a nice binding down the side. This isn't just a staple job.
No.
Someone put a lot of care into this.
Well, maybe that's what happens when you involve the older person.
They have the time, somebody's they have the care.
And they've got a bit of pizzazz.
That's it, right? You know, just a little bit of something, something. That does not look like your standard Times New Roman font.
Absolutely.
It looks like a nice font.
I mean, maybe it's been typeset on somebody's electric typewriter. We don't know.
Wow.
But anyway.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, so what was it called again? What was the official title?
It's a radio training manual for older people.
I love it.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So if you knew one of the older people, if you are one of the older people, we'd love to hear from you. We're at 2SER on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can also hit us up weekendbreakfast@2SER.com. Liz, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Jess.